This is New Beginnings. Supported by AARP in the Twin Cities. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
Hi again, everyone. I'm Freddie Bell, and welcome back to New Beginnings. And this is Appointed Listening each and every weekend at this time on your favorite radio station. And as we do each week, we start off with our co-host, Mr. Joe McKenzie, the founder of Ripple Connects. You can find him at 763-438-1621 or visit RippleConnects.com. And Joe McKenzie, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Freddie Bell. Good morning.
Good morning to you. We've got a really interesting show today because we're talking about making a great case, a compelling case for a second career in the retirement years. And
yes,
there are a number of baby boomers who listen to this show, Joe McKenzie, and I'm wondering why these baby boomers should consider a second career when retirement may be just around the corner.
You know, I'm certainly going to come at them with a compelling case here today. And I want to qualify by saying, I certainly don't want you to have a second career if you're going to retire and the stress level still at the same level or your commute is that much longer in Minnesota's winter. No, I'm talking about second careers that could mean part-time work or seasonal work or just something that's income driving that's maybe completely different than what you were doing in your career. And so I do want to make a compelling case for the baby boomers. Let's face it, we are living longer. We are going to be away from our careers longer than many of the generations that came before us. We lose a lot of our identity and structure when we retire. And that can sometimes be a negative for people because their purpose, they're going somewhere that each day is gone. And so a second career may fill that. You know, Freddie, this might be the opportunity to do what you always wanted to do. Mm. Our careers happen. Our families grow. Opportunities roll up in our 20s and we get settled in our career. Here we are 40 plus years later. Maybe consider doing something you always wanted to do. Teach a class. Be a mentor. Start a business. Be outside because you sat at a desk for 40 years. The sky's the limit, but the compelling case would be that if we're going to be living longer and we want to have that high sense of purpose and engagement with lots of different generations around us in the workplace and mainly do something we always wanted to do, I think that's a compelling case for people to look at, start looking at second careers and not turn away saying, no, I'm done. I never want to get another paycheck in my life.
Wow, everybody, we're talking with Joe McKenzie. He is the founder of Ripple Connects. Again, RippleConnects.com. And he's talking about making a compelling case for a second career in retirement. And I know that there's some people who are listening to this and they're going, my gosh, Joe McKenzie, I'm trying to get out of this first one. I've worked it, as you just mentioned, for 40 years. And, I'm losing my identity. Yes, I'm losing a little structure. But continue making that case. Why does someone who is wrapping up that 40-year career, why should they even want to pivot into something else and retirement has not even started yet?
You know, if you're unhappy or you're wrapping up a career, it may be telling you that you're in a position to do something completely different. Really, the method that I give to people that are starting to eye up retirement, Freddie, is to begin to pay attention what energizes you. I know that I in my 50s, I love gardening. I love teaching other people about gardening. I love being outside, and I love being part of a team. And so, therefore, during the summers, I get out of the house, and I work at a century-old farm here in the Twin Cities, and I enjoy every minute of it. I'm beginning to identify what energizes me, what I need, and that's teaching people, being outside, learning new techniques and those types of things. So that's a method. Start paying attention to what energizes you And that might be the budding of your second career, Freddie. What are your thoughts on that?
Interesting. So you follow your passion, and you may think that you're in your passion right now, but there's something that's knocking on the door in the back of your mind that says, when I get the opportunity, I'll do X. Or if I ever get around to doing this and I didn't have all these responsibilities, I would do this as well. And I'm thinking about that, retirement for Freddie Bell is way out there, but I'm thinking there's a book, there's actually two or three books that could be written, and that could spawn a whole new career, especially if somebody reads it. But is that an example of what you're talking about?
Yes, you are exactly doing, you're starting to pay attention to what energizes you and the ability to write that book, but also to speak to that book. And I know you. If that book helps that next person achieve what you've been able to achieve through that power of focus,
mm-hmm.
I think you have the makings for a second career. You'd be traveling across this country on a book tour on the power of focus and Freddie Bell's method. Just me saying that probably energizes you thinking about that, correct?
It does. I get excited about that because there is a lot to that. And gosh, this is a shameless plug. My website talks about being the foremost authority on the power of focus, and that is something, Joe McKenzie, that I bring to radio. But I'm thinking, just as you're suggesting, that by paying attention to those small impulses, that the power of focus has more universal applications than just in the radio business, and likewise with other people in their careers, what they're thinking about,
absolutely,
what they've dabbled in could possibly help them into their second career.
Absolutely. You start paying attention to what, hey, I really enjoyed this being outside. I really enjoyed writing that first chapter. I really enjoyed engaging with an audience about how sharing my wisdom and my gifts. That's the start of a second career. And now it doesn't sound like, I got to get up in the morning. You can't wait to get up in the morning. You cannot wait. That's a second career. And that's a second career that drives you, energizes you. Maybe helps cash flow, retirement. There's so many aspects. We're moving. We're living longer. But if you're moving around, you're staying engaged. Freddie, if you're speaking to groups that are 20 to 70 years old, you're connecting on a multi-generational level. Many studies have shown that people that engage with all the different generations have a more healthier outlook versus not engaging with them. So think of all those health benefits. Mentally and physically, we get to do what we've always wanted to do. I think we're making a compelling case for a second career. What are your thoughts?
Exactly that. And especially when we talk about a number of topics here on New Beginnings, we talk about that there are some people who may not have saved enough money, and a second career could help to wedge that gap between having the income that you need to retire, matching that with something that is your passion, and living a healthy life until you just don't want to work anymore or can't work anymore.
That's exactly right. That is perfectly framed for some of the benefits a lot of people don't think about when they're eyeing up a second career. And I hesitate to say encore career because maybe you're so excited from your second career that a third career comes out of it. And what's wrong with that? You know, I have a lot of respect for people in their 70s, 80s, and 90s for what they're doing, what their contributions are to our society. They're sharing their gifts, their wisdom with all the generations that are coming behind them. And I think that's a powerful way to write your own legacy, not just what was on your business card, but what impact you had on people and the positive impact on yourself. I think that's very, 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 very important as we age, but we're living longer, Freddie.
Exactly.
And I think we're making that compelling case for someone to be thinking about a second career today, making notes on what energizes them, maybe in their 50s or early 60s, and all of a sudden, now they've got something.
We talked about not only the money, but health benefits. Are there any other overlooked benefits to ramping up that second career?
you know, one of my good friends, her name is Elsie, and I've talked about Elsie on New Beginnings quite a bit, and she is 97 years old. She worked at the Pentagon of World War II, grew up in St. Paul. And you know what advice she gave me?
What's that?
She told me the ability to have friends in all those generations not only helped her to have that healthier outlook, she learned technology through people that were in her 30s and 40s and 50s versus having everybody the same age, because unfortunately, most of her contemporaries have passed on. But here she has friends in her, it's amazing. I've gotten to know some of these people and they're in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s. And Elsie's wisdom is that's one of the strategies she uses. And I think that's some sage advice from someone who's done a lot in her life, but continues to do so. She shares her gifts, her wisdom. She grew up in the Depression. She can help people to, you know, get the proper mindset to be self-sufficient. I think that's very refreshing. She relays history to me. She talks about World War II. She told me, you know, certain stories of, you know, growing up, you know, during that time. I think that is one of the great things that all of us could look to do at some point in our lives.
You do some great work at Ripple Connects.
We turn candidates into contenders.
And our show continues right now.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
You're listening to New Beginnings on AM 950. And I want to continue right here and give you some information about AARP. There's always more to discover with your AARP membership. You have access to a wide variety of carefully chosen discounts, information, and services, and an advocate for important issues like Medicare and Social Security. Here are just some of the other member benefits from AARP. Insurance, access to auto, dental, home, life, vision, and other quality coverage for your health needs from top companies, including the AARP Dental Insurance Plan administered by Delta Dental Insurance Company. How about family caregiving? We talked about that earlier. Care guide, simple checklist, support options, and other free resources designed to help you care for your loved ones, all available online through AARP family caregiving sites. And also health and wellness, brain health tips, online tools, savings for eye exams and eyewear, and a free annual hearing test by phone. You also can get work and jobs, resources to help you find a second career or part-time work, plus access to the AARP job board, a job search tool for workers who are 50 years old and over. I know you love to travel. Vacation ideas for every budget and discounts on hotels and car rentals, flights from British Airways, vacation packages, and more. And of course, finances. You can find online calculators to help you manage your finances, access to money management tips, and more. Explore all of your benefits with the easy-to-use enhanced destination. That's AARP.org/benefits. You can download their free app right now for your digital membership card, daily news, local events, and benefits in your area.
Registered representatives of Strategic Visionaries are registered with and offer securities through Securities America, Inc., member SIPC.
You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Thank you so much for listening to New Beginnings. I am Freddie Bell, and with me right now as we segue into our financial segment, we have Whitney Emanuel. She is the brains, the heart, and soul of Strategic Visionaries, and you can find her at strategic-visionaries.com, 612-296-6939. And Whitney, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Freddie.
A lot of people are talking about retirement. I know we've chatted a few times about it here on New Beginnings. Many of our listeners are planning for retirement. Can you tell us about IRAs and how they can help our listeners in retirement, Whitney?
Yeah, absolutely. So IRAs, they stand for Individual Retirement Account, is an excellent choice for people to supplement what they're doing for retirement savings. So a lot of people have a 401k or a 403b, something like that through work, but you can also set up an IRA outside of that and save additional dollars towards retirement.
So when you say additional dollars, what does that really mean? Is it only, can people who are only self-employed set up an IRA?
Anybody can set up an IRA, whether you're employed or self-employed. It's available to any really U.S. citizen, and you can save up to $6,000 a year into it. But if you're over the age of 50, you can do $7,000 a year. And this is an individual retirement account set up personally. Business owners and people who are self-employed can set up, you know, a whole other set of types of accounts, but anybody can set up an individual retirement account.
Interesting. Now, as you set up this account, what are the tax considerations? Can you do this on a tax-deferred basis, or can you do it where you're actually earning money tax-free?
Yeah, so there are two types of IRAs that you should consider. So there's the Roth IRA, and then there's the traditional IRA. And the main difference between those is the tax treatment. So when you contribute to a traditional IRA, whatever you put into that IRA is tax deferred, meaning you don't have to pay income taxes on your contribution. So let's say you make $100,000, you put $6,000 a year into that, you could make $94,000. Now, if you contribute already to a 401k through work, you may not be able to take advantage of that full deduction. So another option would be a Roth IRA. And a Roth IRA does not provide any write-off at the beginning. So if you contribute $6,000 into a Roth IRA and you make $100,000, you still make $100,000. But the beauty with the Roth IRA is that when you withdraw that money after age 59 and a half, it is income tax-free, whereas a traditional IRA is income taxable after age 59 and a half when you make withdrawals.
So even with the tax complications for the latter, it's not at the same tax rate that you would experience while you're working or before age 59 and a half.
Right. So it really depends on what your tax income taxes are when you retire. And really no one can predict that because tax laws change so much. So whatever your income tax level is, whatever the percentage that you have to pay on income taxes is what you would have to pay on your traditional IRA withdrawals.
Everyone, we're talking with Whitney Emanuel. She is the vision behind Strategic Visionaries, 612-296-6939. I know there are a lot of people who are self-employed. Talk about, can you contribute more money if you're self-employed to your retirement vehicle?
Yes. So with a traditional IRA, you cannot, because that is something that is not set aside for your business. But if you were self-employed, you could set up a SEP IRA, a simple IRA, an individual 401k, and those allow for various levels of withdrawal. So you really would want to meet with a financial advisor to determine which one makes the most sense for you. But a good start is a SEP IRA. It's for someone who really is a solopreneur, just doesn't have any employees, and then they can contribute a percentage of their income or their profit as a business.
I like that term, solopreneur. I've never heard that before.
Oh, yeah. So it's just a single person. So like a real estate agent or, you know, someone who does contracting work. Yeah, solopreneur.
I like that a lot. I'm going to use that now. Solopreneur.
You can steal it.
All right. So how about the people who are saying, okay, Whitney, this sounds really wonderful. I can catch up. But, you know, I'm age 58 or I'm in my 50s. What value is there into doing it so late in my career?
Well, I actually meet with a lot of people who are behind on their retirement and they're over the age of 50. Mm-hmm. So they're coming in late to the game. But you tell me, Freddie, would it be better if you saved nothing or something? It's not going to be as beneficial as if you had started 10 or 20 years ago, but it's still going to benefit you in retirement. And I do see that some people just become overwhelmed and paralyzed, but contributing something, no matter how old you are, will make a difference in your bottom line assets when you retire.
Interesting. Now, can you take money Does the money that you put into these, either the traditional or the rollover, can that come from any source? Does it have to come from my income?
Yeah, great question. So there's the Roth IRA and the traditional IRA. As long as you have earned income, you can contribute to those up to the income that you earn. So if you earned $4,000 in a year, you could only contribute $4,000. But then it maxes out at either $6,000 a year or over the age of 50, it's $7,000 a year. So that's with the Roth and traditional IRA. But there is another term, and people can get confused by this. It's a rollover IRA. And the source of this would be a 401k or a 403b or an account that you have through an employer. And you would like to roll it into an IRA, which is a traditional IRA or pre-tax IRA, but it's coded as a rollover IRA because there's no limit on how much you can roll over from an employer plan into a rollover IRA. It's just changing the location as to where it is.
Interesting. Can you have multiple accounts in that you can only put in $6,000 or $7,000 a year to catch up?
I wish that people could do that. No, so your maximum contribution to all accounts, so you could have six different accounts, six different IRAs. You could only contribute $1,000 to each if you wanted to contribute to all of them. Your maximum annual contribution to all plans with an IRA is $6,000, but that's why it's also important to take advantage of what you have through your employer because there are higher contribution limits there. And then it's also important if you're self-employed to set up your own retirement plan through your business because then you can contribute more there. And if you've maxed all of those out, you could also just save money into a regular account that's not a tax shelter. It's more taxed, but it does allow you to save more.
All right. Everybody, this is Whitney Emanuel. She is the vision behind Strategic Visionaries, and you can find her at 612-296-6939 or also online, strategic-visionaries.com. You're listening to New Beginnings. I am Freddie Bell, and our program continues right now.
Says the spokesman.
Hey, ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities, and it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
And now it's time for this week's Point of Focus.
I have a great time with my life, and I want to share it.
Nowadays, a lot of people think of positivity and optimism as something unrealistic, something almost delusional.
It teaches the cultivation of peace of mind as a power center out of which comes driving energy.
This is life and enterprise management.
I love living. I think that's infectious. It's something that you can't fake.
Have you ever felt stuck trying to break a habit or change a way of thinking? Positive habits is our point of focus. When you have great habits, you can break any thought or behavior pattern that holds you back. When you willingly release the patterns that cause you to feel stuck, great things start to happen in your life. You can break free of that limiting behavior, and then you're open to consider what's really true about you. In place of the bad behavior, infuse yourself with power, strength, and vitality. You're actually free to be all that you can be. Right now, all you have to do is choose positive habits and attitudes that support your well-being and the talents that you bring to the world. Good habits are a point of focus. I'm Freddie Bell.
If you'd like to learn more, I'd welcome the chance to speak to your organization. To learn how, all you have to do is visit me at www.freddiebell.com or call 888-639-9738. Or you can reach me by email. It's freddie@freddiebell.com. freddie@freddiebell.com.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
Good morning and welcome again to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and with us now as we change our thought and attention, we go to West Metro Hypnosis, where we find Kelly Von Heidekamp, the founder of westmetrohypnosis.com. And the telephone number is 952-222-3975. Kelly, welcome to the program, and I understand we're talking about fixing things.
Yes, and I loved your introduction, Freddie, changing our thought and our attention. I just have to call you out on that, because isn't that amazing that we can do that?
It is
amazing. That we can choose that? Oh my gosh, we should make this segment about that, but maybe next week.
Okay.
So, fixing things.
Are you talking about things like the wheel on a wagon or a bicycle?
Oh my gosh, wouldn't it be nice if I was talking about that? Because those are tangible things that we can actually go in and we can pick up a tool, and we would see what is out of alignment and what is bent and what needs to be replaced. And we would use tools to put in new parts and new pieces, and we'd be able to see that wheel functioning perfectly. But of course I'm talking about intangibles. And so many of us want to fix the things that we perceive to be challenging, or we perceive to be wrong, or we perceive to be whatever it is that we perceive. Parents are notorious for this. We hate to see our kids struggle, and so we want to go in and fix it and make it better. And last week, I talked about conflict resolution, and that we are going to be in conflict. We have to accept that. And part of what we also need to accept is there are things that we cannot fix. There are challenges that we are going to that we have to face that aren't fixable. And when we go in and we try to tinker with things and we try to impose our solutions on someone else's challenges, that we rob those other people involved. We rob them of the opportunity to discover whatever it is that is theirs to discover, whether it's to discover their own strengths, their own resiliency, their own faith, their own creativity, whatever it is. In every single challenge, there is an opportunity. And if we cannot be okay with the discomfort that sometimes goes along with the struggle, then again, we have to turn within, reconcile that within ourselves, and simply hold space for the other person and realize and recognize that they are fully resourced, just as we are fully resourced, that they have everything they need, and they come to this earthly experience equipped to thrive and equipped for success, just as we do. And so maybe our time would be better spent in going out and fixing actually something that was broken.
So what's the first step, and the only step that in the time we have right now, to make sure that we know that we have this toolbox within?
To take a moment and breathe and just remind yourself, connect to your own power, to connect to your own resiliency, awareness, always awareness, and your breath, of course.
All right. That's it. That's Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis. You can find her at westmetrohypnosis.com, 952-222-3975. And New Beginnings continues right now.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't, you can't, you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
Minneapolis Public Housing is right now on New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Thank you for being with us this morning on New Beginnings. And right now, let's go to the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, where we find the center coordinator, Kitty Harris. Kitty, welcome to the program. There's always a lot of excitement happening around the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center. And I would imagine that for the month of August, this is no different.
Yes, absolutely. So we just finished up having our first annual member appreciation at the YMCA. We did a week-long activities where we gave community members an opportunity to come in and sample some of the free classes that the YMCA has for our 40-plus community. And so as we move into the month of August, we are excited to once again be partnering with the American Red Cross to hold our second blood drive.
Wow. So what's involved with the blood drive? And can you give us the time and all the rest of it associated with the drive this year?
Yes. So our drive is going to be scheduled for Wednesday, August the 28th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It is open to any and everyone that is an eligible donor. Amazon is going to be thanking donors with providing a $5 Amazon.com gift card for those who do register to participate. And so we're very excited to do this. A lot of people are not aware of how important a blood donation is. And so here at the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, we're trying to get this community more engaged around this effort and do our part to help increase our blood donations.
Wow. So let's talk about the importance of a blood drive. I know that people hear about this. We've heard about blood drives all of our lives, but I don't think people really have a real sense of how important giving blood can be.
Absolutely. A lot of people don't know that less than 2% of the population are eligible donors. And so when we see someone that is facing a medical emergency or having a surgery and needing to have blood available for them, if you think about how many operations are done on a daily basis, less than 2% of the world is able to help with that. And so it's very important, particularly for the African-American community, to have eligible donors come and present and give blood, because we have other antibodies in our body that are beneficial to us. And so when we are in need of a blood transfusion, or we're having a loved one that has a disease that is needing that, our blood type is not represented. So it's very important that we start to be at the table to have that conversation and to increase awareness about the need for donors in our community. Because again, as I said, less than 2% of everyone is eligible. And if I'm sure if we dwindled that down to how many of those eligible donors were African-American, it would be a very small percentage.
Wow. So how can you find out if you are an eligible donor ahead of time, or is that something that happens during the screening when you go to the drive?
During the screening process, we are able to determine if someone is eligible. A lot of times what prevents people from giving blood, I've heard this all my life, dealing with fellow African-American people, where they will say, well, I have low iron, I can't donate. There are iron-rich foods that everyone can eat that would increase their ability to donate. There's so much information that's available on the American Red Cross's website. People can give us a call at 612-344-2221 if they have any questions. There's a lot of things that used to prevent people from donating in the past that now they can. And so the biggest piece is, I always encourage people, if you're interested, if you're thinking about it, just ask the questions, because you might be the person that helps save a life.
All right. That blood drive is happening the 28th of August, 10 to 4 o'clock at the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center. If you'd like more information, that telephone number one more time.
612-344-2221.
And you're listening to New Beginnings, and our program continues right now.
Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
Joe McKenzie, how can we avoid the myopic career search?
We can avoid the myopic job search by looking at your career, looking back, look at your marketable skills and your pattern of achievement, and bring those forward to see what's marketable today. And that will help you avoid the unimaginative, narrow-minded, short-sighted approach to a job search. Bring those attributes, those accomplishments forward, and I'm confident that you're going to find new opportunities out there that you may have never thought of.
For more information, how can we reach Joe McKenzie of Ripple Connects?
You can contact me directly at 763-438-1621. 763-438-1621. Your network plus my techniques equals more success for you.
Says the spokesman.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
It's time now on New Beginnings to look at your health, and I'd like to share an idea with you that could link lives through organ donation. Donation chains bring multiple donors and recipients together, which makes for more organs available to more people. You can save a life with every link because the donation chain is a part of a kidney pair donation, finds the best kidney for every patient. Being part of an organ chain through kidney-paired donation is a great alternative to receiving a living donor kidney transplant from your directed living donor if the two of you are not a match. Transplant candidates and kidney-paired donations can receive a more compatible transplant and also help other candidates receive a transplant as well. Here's the way it works. Number one, the chain starts with a non-directed living kidney donation to a compatible recipient. Compatibility is determined by factors like age, size, and blood and tissue types. Number two, to continue the chain, the initial recipient's intended donor, often a loved one or an acquaintance whose kidney was not a good fit, donates to the next person in line who is compatible. Number three, the chains can continue as long as matches are found. And then number four, the donor chain ultimately ends when a recipient receives a new kidney but does not have a donor participating in that chain. Through research, we found that the average Mayo Clinic chain leads to 3 to 7 transplants, and every donor gets to help their loved one, and every recipient gets a compatible kidney. According to the latest information, the Mayo Clinic kidney transplant teams in Arizona, Florida, and Minnesota perform more living donor kidney transplants than most other medical centers in the nation. Donation chains contribute to a significant number of these transplants. Number one, that chain starts with a non-directed living kidney donation to a compatible recipient, and compatibility is determined by factors like age, blood and tissue type, and size. They continue the chain at the second step. The initial recipient's intended donor often is a person who's from the family or an acquaintance whose kidney wasn't a good fit. They donate to the next person in line who is compatible. And then number three, the chain continues as long as matches are found. And ultimately, the chain does end when a recipient receives a new kidney but does not have a donor participating in the chain. It can go as long as there are recipients and as long as there are people or loved ones who need and are a compatible match or not to a kidney. You're listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and here's how you can reach us. You can find us online at www.freddiebell.com. If you've happened to miss a portion of the program, you can go to my website, again, www.freddiebell.com. Click on New Beginnings, and it'll take you to the not only the latest podcast of our program, but previous shows as well, so you don't have to miss a minute of any program that you've heard right here. You're listening to New Beginnings. This is the weekend, and if it's the weekend and it's Saturday morning, you'd know it's New Beginnings. And our program continues right now with more great information just for you. All that's required is for you to stay right there.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister, and they invite you to their two Sunday morning services at 9 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m., as well as to their numerous weekly activities and classes. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is the Reverend James Stacy with a lesson already in progress.
What's in a name? That which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. Shakespeare was one of Charles Fillmore's favorite writers. But for Fillmore, a word or name did have a specific power or force. In 1890, after holding the silence with just six people, in the parlor of the Fillmore home, they came out of that silence, and Charles, with great excitement, said, "Unity! Unity! That will be the name of our intention, our purpose." But is it just a name? Or is it a worldview? Or perhaps, is it a spiritual practice? The very essence of what it means to be a student on the path of truth in the Unity tradition. The famous Unity minister in New York City, Eric Butterworth, well known for his landmark book, Discover the Power Within You, a book that a great individuality such as Oprah Winfrey claimed changed her life as a young woman, empowered her to go and build an extraordinary career as she has done. Butterworth focused on a lecture that he prepared over 50 years ago, published by Unity. He had this to say: "The word is unity. Religion should be a unifying force among people. It should create harmony and peace. It should be a bridge between languages and nations, a bond between searchers for truth in all fields of life. Yet the shocking fact is that the religions of the world have often separated humanity into groups in which has arisen prejudice, conflicts, and negativity." Butterworth continued, "When Jesus was asked to sum up his concept of religious law, drawing upon the basic truth he had learned in the synagogue as a child, he said, 'Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.' Now that is truly a unifying power to consider your neighbor, someone who is not you, to be an essential aspect of your very existence." Butterworth concluded that this understanding of unity, this unifying force, is true love. What all religions should be up to Since I have brought up Chautauqua, in past years, the former director of the Department of Religion, Dr. Joan Brown Campbell, a woman who did not enter the ministry until her middle years, but she progressed rapidly, became the president of the World Council of Churches, and then later headed the Department of Religion at Chautauqua Institution. A few years ago, she was interviewed by CBS for that wonderful Sunday morning program that they do. And she was describing and telling the story of Chautauqua. But the commentator gently guided her into focusing upon the most essential thing about Chautauqua, about how she saw the religious life of the world. And she said, because she was a very strong woman, she said, "I believe what the world needs is not more believers, but more beholders. I paraphrase her words as she would later describe them. The world doesn't need more believers in specific doctrines, creeds, ideas. The world needs more beholders who can look at their own community, but also at other communities, and ultimately the whole world, and behold the activity of God everywhere, in everyone, in every tradition." I love that term, to behold the presence and power of God, active in yourself, in others, in your community, in other communities. Eric Butterworth speaks to this idea. I quote, "There is a sense in which all individuals are bound into one great whole, regardless of racial, national, or individual differences. It is a spiritual unity. It cannot be defined or explained in finite terms. It can only be sensed or heartfelt, for spiritual things must be spiritually discerned. The understanding of this unity cannot be conveyed by creeds nor enforced by religious devotion. Yet it is intuitively felt by every human heart. Love lays hold of this unity. Friendship senses it. Forgiveness responds to it. Justice honors it. And peace proclaims it. It is a unity of spirit, a unity in terms of common roots, a common relationship we all share with the eternal." Or in the powerful words of Paul from the letter to the Corinthians, "Now there are a variety of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good." An important way to protect this unity idea, our common good, our neighbor as ourself, is to be on the alert for forces that can destroy this unity consciousness. This very week has been a time to recall and celebrate significant shifts in our society's disunity. Juneteenth honors not just the proclamation, but the putting into practice of the Emancipation Proclamation, the beginning of the practice of greater freedom in our country. It may be a stretch for you, but we know from history that we can look back to our own country and know there was a time when some human beings were considered property, owned by others. And the force of this unity idea had to break through, had to destroy such a concept.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the senior minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org.
Recently, someone said, "You look really happy. What's up?" I had to admit that I was feeling good. My job, friends, and spiritual life are all in tune. It's just so good when you find a place that helps you over the bumps in life, affirms that you are a special person, and that all you desire is waiting for you to claim it. A place where there's no blame, no shame, letting you just be you. Embracing, loving, empowering. That's Unity South Church, a non-denominational spiritual community for adults and children, located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. Come visit on Sundays at 9 a.m. or 10:30 a.m. Unity South. That somehow I will find my
way. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. This is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. Goodbye, everybody.